Hi, this is Tom Winifrith with a follow-up Bearcast on New World Oil and Gas, answering a few questions which have been pinged over to me. The first is just, before we go there, to recap on what happened last Wednesday. Prior to Wednesday, there were roughly 750 million shares in issue. On Wednesday, it was announced that there was going to be a placing of roughly 2.5 billion shares. Those shares will not be issued unless an EGM approves the share issue, and they will not be issued until after the 20th of May. Many of those who participated in the placing at 0.055p forward sold into the market. That is to say, they owned shares they did not actually have in their possession at the time, but they sold on a T20 basis, relaxed in the knowledge that they'd be able to deliver stock once the EGM went through. However, this has created two classes of shares, effectively. There are people on the shareholder list who own real shares, and then there are people on the shareholder list who own real shares, but actually they're not real shares because they don't exist. But it's impossible to tell which is which. So, for instance, Judith Williams went into the market on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday and bought 342 million shares. Judith Williams, actually, as everyone knows, that's Chris Oil, the completely barking mad blogger. But Chris Oil went into the market and bought these shares, and he was clearly only able to amass a stake of 342 million shares because he was buying stock, effectively, from the people who'd taken part in the placing and forward sold. However, on Chris Oil's share dealing account, there are actually 342 million shares. Equally, there will be share dealing accounts. Such was the frenetic volume across the market as those shares in the placing were forward sold. There will be people with shares on their account across the country showing that there are already way over 740 million shares in issue. So what happens now? Well, firstly, Chris Oil does indeed own 342 million shares, yet there are now only 742 million shares or whatever it is in issue. To say that Chris Oil has 10% of the equity is an untruth. Chris Oil did not take part in the placing. He bought in the aftermarket. He bought shares which appear to be legitimate. One could say that they're counterfeit, but they appear to be legitimate, and they count as being legitimate. Should Mr. Oil be forced to make a bid because he has over 30% of the equity? I don't think he can claim to be a buffoon. I mean, he may well be a shit share tipster, but I don't think he can claim to be a buffoon. Such is his self-professed claim to be a millionaire as a result of trading shares. On that basis, there is just a possibility that he will be forced to bid for the whole company, and he will have to do so at the highest price he has paid for his stock. So if he bought even one share at 0.8p, even if he bought the rest at 0.08, and he bought the rest at 0.07, he would have to bid 0.08p for the entire equity. That is the 750 million shares in issue. But who owns a real share and who owns a bogus share? Because that begs another question: who can vote at the EGM? Before we come to that, let's go back to Mr. Oil. Mr. Oil, I think, may be forced to bid for the whole company. Maybe that's a 1% chance. I'm sure that he will be trying to flog a lot of his stock on Tuesday. But there's a load of willing buyers, as we know, all those with a naked short. The other thing is, it's just possible he will get, almost certain he will get, a retrospective whitewash, such as the confusion surrounding this issue. Mr. Oil clearly believed that there were 3.4 billion shares in issue, or however many. And the Nomad has been complicit in that, in that the Nomad has said that Mr. Oil owns only 10% of the equity in an RNS. So the Nomad has added to the confusion. On that basis, one could say that it's likely he'll get a whitewash. Now we come back to the EGM. Who is allowed to vote? Back in God's chosen country at election time, there used to be a slogan, vote early, vote often. That may well be the case when it comes to the EGM of New World Oil and Gas. We know that of the 740 million shares which were in issue prior to the placing, very few have actually changed hands. So all of those folks get a vote. But then there are the new shares which don't actually exist yet, but which do exist in the accounts of people like Chris Oil. Chris Oil has the stock in his account, even though he is waiting for physical delivery. What happens? Even though it will be hard for him to, he has the stock in the account, even because it's gone two or three chains away from those people who were flipping the stock, having taken part in the placing. Does Chris Oil have a vote at the AGM or EGM? Almost certainly he does have a vote, as do many other people who have bought stock from the flippers or from the people who bought stock from the flippers. That stock is appearing in their accounts. That does beg the question, how many people are actually on the shareholder register? How many votes are on the shareholder register? It is quite possible that the turnout at the EGM, where there are in fact only 740 million votes which are eligible to be cast, will be 120 or 200%. It could be anything, because there are going to be many other people like who've done what Chris Oil have done, albeit on a smaller scale, and they can all trot along to vote, even though the shares which they have in their account are in fact, if one traces the chain back, shares that were forward sold on a T20 basis by the flippers. So when the EGM is held, who is going to be allowed to vote? I think that's a very difficult question. It's something that the Nomad, Roland Fatty Cornish, needs to establish pretty damn quick. What should happen? Well, we have the scenario where Chris Oil is forced to bid at the highest price he paid for any stock, which will be around about 0.08p. That would be one scenario. That is the worst case scenario. On Tuesday, we may see that the shares are not suspended, in which case you can bet your bottom dollar that those who have a naked short and suddenly realise the damage that this may do to their wealth will be scrambling to close and the shares go through the roof. Or the shares could be suspended. Now, if they're merely suspended until the EGM is over, then we're pretty sure the EGM is going to see a no vote. And when that happens, we're just going to have, after a suspension, we're going to have rush to close the naked shorts, seeing the stock go up in a vertical manner. There is one other scenario. Now, I don't know the rules about this, so I'm speculating, which is that the AIM regulation team recognises that this is an unholy mess, and that what it does is it simply says, we are going to play God, we are suspending the shares, and we are going to reverse every transaction that has taken place in this stock since Wednesday morning. If it did that, it would get the flippers off the hook, which I don't think would be wildly popular. It would see Mr. Oil owning not 342 million shares, but zero. And it would make sure that the only shares which were around on the shareholder register were those people who had the stock prior to Wednesday, the real holders. Once that process had been completed, the shares could be unsuspended and people could do as they wish. There would be a full, free and fair vote at the EGM on the 19th of May to decide whether the placing went ahead. If the flippers and the naked short was taken out of the market, would it still be such a clear-cut case that you would vote no? I suspect it wouldn't be. It is actually in New World's fundamental interests to vote yes and to take the money and then stick a bullet in the head of the management. Whatever happens, the management here is toast, whether it's toast with a company with $500,000 or toast with a company with $1.5 million, that is the issue. But we're all dealing in hypotheticals here. One thing I would say is that the AIM regulation relies on the Nomad to create an orderly market and to keep investors informed and to deal with all matters regulatory. New World Oil and Gas is a scandal. It is a farce. It makes the AIM casino seem like a complete Mickey Mouse exchange. And the Nomad responsible for this is Roland Fatty Cornish of Beaumont Cornish. It is not as if he has covered himself in glory with his role in regulating the lies and omissions told by New World Oil and Gas during its stock market career to date. I do hope that the shares are suspended and the whole thing is unwound, because I think that is the right thing to do. And we'll see what happens then. But if that happens, someone has got to pay the penalty. And that someone is Roland Fatty Cornish. That he has allowed this situation to develop is simply unacceptable. I would suggest that whilst the company shares are suspended, it gets a new Nomad, and that Daniel Stewart's ability... Joke Financial Services Companies. That the firm of Beaumont Cornish lose its license to act as a Nomad with immediate effect. That is the only way. We cannot have scandals and farces like this with no one taking the hit. And the person culpable is Fatty. He's got to take the pain on this one. I'll be back with a regular Bearcast a bit later today. Speak to you then.